says in the parasha Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Chav Dalet, "Vayikufu vayashlichu oisei avoda ve'avodeik ein bo body." So the pasuk before that, he said, "Ashlichu oisei avoda hazeh shevamid vavod yod al tishlichu goy." They shouldn't do anything. They want to kill him b'yadayim. So Reuven said they shouldn't kill him b'yadayim. They should be going on his misa, just so that we show him, explain by putting him into the bar. Memela states by bar reik ain bo mayim. There's no mayim. So memela they weren't actually killing him either b'yadayim. They were just putting him into a bar. Shein bo mayim. You know Chazal say the Gemara in Shabbos on that from days of Aleph. Rashi brings down by bar reik ain bo mayim. Nimash b'shenem avar. Very closely. That's what the Gemara says. So there's one or two questions over here, just in Shuddish and Mikra, which I think will say over what I saw brought down from the Goyin, a very beautiful Pshat in Pasuk. So Alderach Drush, Shalderach Pshat. But there are some problems here, Alderach Pshat. So Chazal say, Nechashim Makrabim is Yeshba. So the Shaila is, so then so it's not Abarek. Abarek, Ain't by Mayim, our Mayim, Nechashim Makrabim Yeshba. So it's not right. So he's saying it's by Mayim. So he's wanting to ask it another way. So you can see, so let the Torah just say Ain't by Mayim. Eshlich Hoy say Abarek, the Ain't by Mayim. And if it's Ain't by Mayim, so say Ain't by Mayim, our Nechashim Makrabim Yeshba. You don't have to say Ain't by Mayim. Says, "Avoid ain by mayim." So you can make the same Josh. Make the same Josh. Ain by mayim. I'm Joshua Kavnesh. But so first, what do you need to avoid ain? Why is that necessary? It sounds like one of the Mufarshim here said, like that you have over here a mirror, to have half a mirror to spell the rabbi. So why is it necessary? See in the Torah when it discusses Sukkim, like in Mayim, Chazal Dash, and also says here by Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Yelchus Shloshes Yom by Midbar, by Motzi Mayim. So Chazal say from those parashas that Moshe was Masakin a Kriyas HaTorah in Israel, there should be a Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Sheni Vachamishi, Shalay Yelchus Gimel Yomim, by Torah. And the remez for that is that by Yelchus Shloshes Yomim. Without touch. person is considered to be a boyrei. Says al tachshoy, the person shouldn't think that okay, he's not a guest of Talmud Chacham, not kedai itim the Torah, but he's a mensch. Ken's not a mensch. He has midas taibus. He's a good, he's a fine person, which of course could happen. A lot of things may happen. By accident, it can happen due to the person's nature to a large degree. But that a person should be oimeg b'chachmasad without Torah, that he should be oimeg, not by accident, but by design, that a person can think, and many people think this way, that just from handling fans of the mensch, growing up in society and just observing human nature and so on, that they can. Find a person who can have midas taibus without studying and without being involved and absorbing the deus of Allah, the drach of the deus Hashem, the drachim of the Rabbi. So if the guy, that's a shekel. So if the guy, it can't be. Why is the boy reik? The boy is reik. It's because there's an aim by mayim. Now, the chashiva, and nishna, it's aim by mayim, of his nechashim v'akabim yeshua. Because that's available. If a person doesn't have the Torah, then the midas mushchasis, the midas rois, will mameila fill up that chala. It's his nature, of course, a void, the vacuum. So there's a vacuum over here. The person is the power, the person is a reik, meaning that he's reik from Torah, he's aim by mayim. So mameila's nechashim v'akabim yeshua. It's not shver. He's saying, Marisha, aim by mayim, nechashim v'akabim yeshua, so it's not reik. Does it reik? The reik is that is a person, the natural state of a person, of a yid, without lima d'atoy, without the das Torah, the natural state of a person without das Torah, is the chashav akav miyeshva. That is the reikus. That is the reikus of a person, the natural state of a person, unaffected and unlearned and uninvolved in the Torah kosh. Says Pasuk in Mishnah, Parak Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk Teshma Ato B'Nivach Acham, V'Asher B'Derech Libach. Says, my son, listen and become wise. Of course, Chochma and Mishle is always a reference to Chochma Satay. V'Acham, take heed to my words and become Mushbe from the Chochma Satay. V'Asher B'Derech Libach. And be Miyasha. Through the Shema to Bnei V'Chacham. That's the way that Ben Yonah learns the pasuk. Okay, Ben Yonah Limoy Min HaChacham. Learn from the Chacham. Kidei Shetaasha Libcha V'Derech HaYeshara U'B'Midos HaToyvus V'Dake Yisash. The Tachlis, the Limad HaToyvah, that's not too strong of an emphasis of a wording, as you'll see in the Ben Yonah himself, brings from the Balei Musa, Mamish HaZalosh. So for the Tachlis HaKoyl, trivial, it sounds trite to say, is to be a Baal Midas, but say it, that it's to be, that it's to be Mizdama Levoidoi, to be Baal Achta Bedrocha. The Tachlis from Limit HaKoyda is to absorb the Drachim of the Rabban Shalom, the Ma'al Goyim Lefesed, Ata Goyim Lefesed, V'chulu V'chulu Ma'al Chanon, Apato Chanon. That's the Tachlis of Koyim. So if you're going to Kedei Shata Asher Libcha, that's the yisoid of the tayalas mufach. The haroyi la'akdimai v'sakin v'yalei. And it's roi to be makdimit the chokmah in order to be masakin the lei. It's tam v'yosha v'yirei l'kim. The inyan ha-posuk ha-bo achar av yoyed also. And the posuk right afterwards is made that this is true. Shemazir, if the posuk warns al asodis ha-midis ha-rois v'hem shechacha ha-tayim. Next pasuk in Mishlei is Al Tehi B'Soyve Yoyin B'Zoyli Vasa Lama, which is a pasuk that the Gemara brings down Gabe in Perek Ben Soyre Amayre. The Gemara brings down from here Vasa Zab Ben Soyre Amayre, that you need Vasa V'Yayin to become a Ben Soyre Amayre. This is the tachlis of Midas Mushchasos and Taivis is encapsulated, is nichol in this pasuk Al Tehi. You want to be, you want to not be a B'Soyve Yoyin B'Zoyli. החכם, לאשר בדרך ליבךו in order to avoid the Goyleg. The alternative to being Mishma B'ni V'chachom and being Miyashe B'derech L'Yachom, the Lev being the source of the Taivis, it's where the Taivis and the Ritzoyness of the person reside. It said the Tefillin Shel Yad is Neged HaLev, because that's Misnagid to the Taivis and the Ritzoyness of the person. Tefillin Shel Rosh is Neged HaNeshamishu D'Moyach. So Adosh Neim Posik, that the Yisoyed of a person being Miyashe, straightening out his Ritzoyness and his Bakoshes, his Taivis, and his Midas, resides in the Koyach HaTayim. And the Mele, at the risk, you, not doing this, you run the risk of becoming a B'Soy V'Yayim B'Zoy Le'Gosolome, which is the depths of a person that's Nibshach Achet HaVosoy and the Midas Mishvosos. It's either the Bar is Reg or the Bar has Mayim. The Bar can't be Ein by Mayim, but the Choshim HaKrab is also not in. That's what the Gaida says. Can't be. The Taira was given to a Yid in order to show him the Derech HaYosha, which means in terms of Rabbi Yoina, Yisoy that the Yalas Min HaChachma is to be Miyasha Libay B'Derech HaYishara B'Midis HaTayis. Without Taira, a person can't do that. Again, that's not to say that you can't have a simple, unlearned person that's in his own way, either by nature or by nurture, by accident, for whatever reason, as a finer man. But to become a shalom in Midas Taivas is only through the Torah that was given to a person. And Rabbi Yoina in Pirkei Avos says this as well. Rabbi Yoina says on the Pasuk, on the Mishnah, which is in Paragimel, Mishnah Yitzayin, starts off, Rabbi Lezman is Ayoim, and main Torah ain't derech eretz, and main derech eretz ain't Torah. Sounds like the proverbial catch 22. The main Torah ain't derech eretz, the main derech eretz ain't Torah. So where does one start? So b'chlal, what does it mean here, derech eretz, in this Mishnah? So Rashi wrote derech eretz means panosa, like the previous Mishnah said yofa kama Torah in derech eretz. Saying that you need to be Isaac both in Panos and in Derech Eretz, in Panos, in the Torah and in Panos. So then it's not fair. Main Derech Eretz ain't Torah, and Derech Eretz ain't Derech Eretz. It just means you need to be doing both at once. But Rabbi Yoina learns over here, not like Rashi, that is talking about Midas Torahs. Derech Eretz sometimes, as a ref, refers to Midas Torahs. So if Rabbi Yoina main Torah ain't Derech Eretz, not a shalom b'midas. It's not to say that you can't begin to be a bal midas. And the raya was there is because it says right afterwards, v'mei derech eretz ein toira. So the child, obviously, they are like it says, memchaz dvarim shatrei niknis b'ham. You need to first have a marikim, a certain measure of midas toiras, a memchaz dvarim, in order to first become the toira. But to become the Baal Nidai Saivas, that it's saying to be a Baal Derech Eretz, is the main Torah in Derech Eretz. Kaloima Mishani Yedei Torah in a Shalom B'Midai Shal Derech Eretz. Kiroi V'Midai Saivas Sheyesh B'Darkei Oilam B'Torah Hen. Kiroi V'Midai Saivas Sheyesh B'Darkei Oilam are not absorbed through social interaction, through newspapers, through role models. The Torah prescribes that have a tabi tenu, you take a mashbit, it needs to be returned, hanik loy, moizdei tzedek, avdei tzedek, v'kame v'kame ki yotzibah. And even to the degree that you feel, and naturally you feel that you need a Torah for, the Messiah also, so we live light and courteous and Bali Derech Eretz also comes from the Torah. So yes, then they'll also tell you it's Judeo-Christian values. plenty of places like Stein van Meyer in the back. To go very far. To the degree that you can absorb abyssal menschlichkeit in the belt is weiter tighter. It's tighter with that you're able to absorb from a distance to society to some degree, again, to the degree which Versteitzach is schon reingemischt with so much Midas Hashos Levola that it's without Teure, it's a Sakoni Yisayda. But it's weiter Teure. But the Yisayda of Teure, the Yisayda of Midas Teure in the world is the Teure, the way it prescribes Kayag Mitzvahs, a person Tzedek Tirzai, and the Teure prescribes that Avei Tavi Temu, the full. Yerushalmi says in Pregman Soyna Moida, the 8th Perek, Sanhedrin, Allah Zayin, look at the Yerushalmi. We're familiar with the Babylon's version, this member. It says that Ben Soyna is Nignal Shem Soyfa. The reason why he gets Misa, even though the Choyra, the Chukei HaToyra, Dinei HaToyra, he wasn't yet over on anything. It should be Mechayiv Misa, and certainly not Sfila. Stating Gemara that Yoru the Torah Sif Daito, that Lusayv is going to be Mavakish Limudai Veina Moitzei. He's going down a path where he's being margal, he's habituating himself to certain levels of Taiva and of Ratzin, certain things that he needs, that Al Kidera Hateva he's not going to be able to support those habits, that Derech, that behavior. And Mavakish Limudai Veina Moitzei. And in Eila, at that point, he'll already be Mechuy of Misa, why Skila? The other man says because he made it on Shabbos, whatever. Al Kulponim, at some point, one thing will lead to another. Yod HaTorah L'Sav Daito, Al Shem Sofi Nidin, that is Mechuy of Misa. The Yerushalmi, Moira the Yerushalmi, as soon as it's brought by Rabban, Mishnah Serban, so once brought, Rabban says, brings the Yerushalmi. Shalmi feels like it's molasted in the Sabriyos, the Soifa Shayishka Talmuda. And then, forget his learning. That's after it says that the molasted in the Sabriyos will be hiding the Foshas, it says over the Lashon Dutz. It says the Fadish will be hiding the Foshas, Ad Shayishka Talmuda. It's a relative Gazach. You're talking about a person who can't go, he's as low as you can possibly go. You need to lay to in the end that he's going to be mashkech talmud. Sarban says, "What's the shot? The person who's mashkech talmud is not chayv misa." And we get over here from the midos yirayis mushchasos, from the listos and the hariga and the saifoy that he's going to forget that he was his kid is all of 13 years old. Saifoy yeshkech talmud. So the Rabban that the pshat is going to know that the Ma'or Shabbo is Machzir al Mutter. That the honor of the Torah has the ability, like we're saying over here, like we see over here, in the Goyin is saying, the Yoyin is saying, that the Yisoy, the Toyalus of Chachma is, that it has the Koyach to develop a person. To develop a person in terms of his Midas, in terms of his not being a Baltaiva, the Chulam. The epitome, the poster boy of the Nachoshim Akrabim Yeshboy Nebuch is the pasuk of the Soyle Yayim, the Soyle Basalama. Left the Ben Soyle Moid, the poster boy, for as much as a child could be at 13, a few months, that he could be a Baal Taiva and a Baal Midas Rois. Remember the Yisroi said, well, Yishma Alayim. His parents, how much they have no shlita over the child. He's already stealing, as an Baal Taiva. So he is the epitome of that, of what we're talking about. The Choshev HaKrav Yeshvah. So to Rabban, of a Kol Zman, a Hotten Zich HaTorah, that he has not, his Torah in him, that he's not beyond being rehabilitated. He's not beyond repair. As long as he could be molested, it's Habriyas and Harag in the Pashas. Rashi Makrabim and told the Bizarre the Yayin, the Taivas, and the Gashmias just has the cumulative effect that it basically just chokes out the Torah from him. That the order of the Torah, as long as it still resides in him, a spark of Torah, that could be Mazir El Motiv, so you can't say he's Nidna Al Shem Seifer. Not trying to say that he's Nidna Al Shem Seifer. But Noch Ale Zachin, same way Avada the Torah, it's true, has the effect of causing the person and leading him onto the Derech, being Mi'ashid, the lave of the person, but at the same time, refuses, he has some Torah in him, but he refuses to follow the Derech HaTorah, and he fills up his life with Taivas and with Midas Rois. At some point it overcomes and overwhelms the Torah boxes in Zip, and at that point he becomes somebody that's Bil Yisro Oysa Bil Yishma Alayim, that's it, he's not going to change. Then the child to say there's Hashem Seif. The Musa's farm from the Rabbi Yoin is Musa's farm. A nanny loymei taida, this is a quote. A nanny loymei taida, the quote meaning of the Mechabrei Musa. Kidei she'echshoiv lovoi atachlisa. I don't learn chachma, I don't engage in taida and chachma with an understanding, and with a precondition, with an expectation. That I'm going to degay, I'm going to be able to be oimed on the tachlis of the sugya, of the pasuk, of the chachmas ha-taira. That's not a precondition. That's not the tachlis in the sense that that's what the expectation of the person should be and needs to be. Abel kidei she'echkam, rather, I'm oisik b'taira kidei she'echkam, in order that I should be a chacham in regards to those things that I can't be a sachal, that I can't be a foolish person. They say that ultimately the Torah, we tend to think of it, it's all emes, the Torah and the amelus the Torah is esoteric, it's alimut haTorah lishma, and it's oisinachas ruach liyotzra, v'chulu v'chulu, it's all emes. But there's also a side of Torah that you don't hear as much about. The Rabbi Yoin is bringing from the Mechabrei HaMusa that the Torah is Kedei She'echkan B'ma'a She'ineni Rashoi Liyos Paisachal, that the Torah places in the person a certain value system, a certain belief, certain Hashkafis HaChayim. And when a person is learning even HaSugya HaZevi Heilach, but it has the as a certain spiritual quality, the Kedusha, the Odor of the Torah, the ability to straighten out, to be ma'asher the lave of the person, and to dampen his taivus and his chukis and his taivus for gashmius and for olam hazeh, to a point where he'll be more able to have more of an ability for the tayak mitzvahs, for the havei tavi tenu and the tzedek tzedek tirdof of the Torah to make a roishim on him. And when he's listening to a sichas musa, that will have more of an ability to penetrate his life and to be absorbed by his life, to have absorbed by his life the midas taivus of the Torah. I'm not hearing anything. This is Rabbi Yonah's work. Led to be knowing we need Israelis, but at the same time, Shteidah. Taira Tav. Das hat ja Ben Yoina. That's the Yisoid of Limud HaChokma. She'eneni Rashoi Liyos in the Dvarim She'echem, the Dvarim She'eneni Rashoi Liyos Pesach. In those areas of your life where being foolish is going to be fatal. It's fatal. It's going to lead you astray. It's going to lead you into a certain derech that you'll never krich aros from. That's where Taira is Barasi Taira Tav. Radal in the back, the condition of it, Radal says that there's a Gemara later on there in the Gemara condition. Gemara says that Yitzhak Shalodim and Miskabra or Miskada Shalom Bechol Yoim, the Molyak, the Shmoch, who is Ezra, is the Efshe. Is any Yochalam? It's the Efshe. He can't be Oim. He can't withstand the temptation of the Yetzahara without the Ezra of the Rabban Shalom. So he's struggling over there to how is that Shtim with the Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Toyota Tavla. So we're giving him Molyak, which brought Ezra. So that's the Ezra. The Ezra is that he gave him the Toyota. It doesn't sound like that. Helps the person in order to enable him to exist with his Yetzirah. So the Radal, I think it's the Radal, says the Moed to Kavod. He says, "Avishadar Yetzirah on Taira." What's with the Yetzirah of Bittul Taira? How do you overcome the Yetzirah? The Yetzirah on everything else. So it's Barasu Taira Tav. But what's with the Yetzirah on Bittul Taira? Saying that Yitzhak Mischadish al Bukhalyan means the Yitzhak is Mischadish, the Ikka Yitzhak is on Bittul Taira. It's on the midst of the Bittul Taira. You can imagine for obvious reasons. The Taira is the Tavla. The Taira is the Refuah Mount. The person is in critical condition and he's on a medication. So versteht sich, die Yetzirah is meistens helps the person in Limud HaTorah also, and in a way that he has to come on to Siyata Dishmaya. We have to be worthy of Siyata Dishmaya, obviously. Siyata Dishmaya, the person has to be worthy. Bansham doesn't just dole out Siyata Dishmaya without a person himself out and showing a desire that he wants to have that tablet, that he wants to be that person, the Baal Midas Taivis, the person is Yesh Boi Mayim, and the Leila is the Baal Midas Taivis, Yesh Boi Taivis, Yesh Boi Taivis, and the Leila, then the person gives him that Siyat, the Roshan gives him that Siyat of the Shema. I can read you here in the Rebbe Shleimer from the Nagoyim. The Perek Zion in Oisvav. So you wouldn't think that the Goyen would have a very good grasp on a little type. At least I didn't think so. I mean, he has it very well figured out. Which Mishalosh Sivis Adam Mevatel Min HaTorah. Three reasons. Disconnect, because the person is in denial, in the sense that he sees the tachlis from the veil to be a veil from Titus, and cold man is in that world, so that world looks to him like it's his sky, and that is the world, that's the veil that he's going to reside in Loilam Void. And the Baila does his etzem hatoiv, and anything that's going to take him away from the etzem hatoiv, the taiv is by him, is kamara mitzvah to be mevatel. So the Baila is mevatel taiv. Beis, mipnei is because he's nimshach. The first pshat is that ezuch kaivus. He's saying something else. He's a person that is nimshach. If the trivial dvarim b'tayla, petty trivial things. The kashalai ma'id lefresh. It's very difficult to separate himself from this. And then he says like this. And he has a whole discourse over here. Abbasa dipshat dvarim b'tayla. Inyan, this is a ma'id lekechidish. Inyan gaidol ataiva ledabal dvarim b'tayla v'leit sons. Because of the taiva. Is a taiva, goitel a taiva. The David Varan Batayla Lay Sons. In case you thought you were crazy, right? Thought you were abnormal. The guy is saying that there's not a taiva. He's not throwing his words around mostly. There's a goitel a taiva, the David Varan Batayla Lay Sons. It's part of it's in human nature. Afshayim Bahamanosako. Even though in Chandra, Vishnama, taivas he was talking about until now. Is it? Thus is etzematoyus. The body gets a certain physical impression. Give a person a CAT scan, an MRI, you can measure in his brain, right, in the pleasure centers of the brain, that there's something that's taking place. On the dvarim b'tayla, what was it? Afshayim v'hem anoz hagu. In anything that a person does, there's a certain hashbah mimodam, there's a certain ruach, spirit, an atmosphere that surrounds him and the things that he does, that's mamshech him in that direction. That ruach has no peace until you have to keep on feeding it. You have to keep on feeding that ruach. Said that each person has a yetzahana, a yetzatayim. So it's ki'ilu a mashal that a person has in them two chayas fighting, two chayas tarifas that are fighting with each other, two wolves fighting with each other. And this one represents kinna and sinna, covet, gaiva, all the midas mishchasas. The other one represents midas tayvis. Love, shalom, the whole of all that, midas, tayvis, that person. Lisa, which wolf is going to win? The one that you feed. The one that you feed is the one that's going to win. So those are the combination. B'chol dava she'adam ois and nois and ruach mima. And anything that a person does, he creates in him a wolf. You create in your life, in your nefesh, a certain, you create a desire, and that desire has to be filled, it has to be fed. V'zeh ruach ein l'minucha, v'zeh yesh l'nachas ruach, hein b'mitzvah, hein b'aveir. That gives it a nachas ruach. Mitzvah aveir, v'zeh usham v'mitzvah geres, mitzvah aveir, geres aveir. V'lefi eilich goydel ha-mitzvah aveir. Ken yigdal koyach ha-mshoch ha-shal ruach. The greater the goydel ha-mitzvah or the corresponding Aveira is so the ruach is that much greater. But okay, believe it. That Aveira shu gadol kol hamitzvos yigdal koyacham shalcha shel ruach hakadosh. If a person is Isaac in Torah, which is obviously Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, so the koyach and the ruach hakadosha becomes envelops him, and it takes over, creates a certain atmosphere, a certain desire in his life that it has to be fed more and more, and it wants to be fed more and more by kedusha. So what's the goyel? Remember the shaila was, where's this goyel dvan b'taylan come from? This desire just to sit around and just sit and garnish. I mean, just to waste your life and spend your time. Speaking about dvan shel mabuk. So then because, by definition, dvan b'taylan are that which is the antithesis of limud ha'Torah. Dvarim b'tayla, by definition, is nishkin limud ha'Torah, but the part of dvarim v'loy b'dvarim b'tayla. So as such, just mikoyach dem aleim, hom zeh akoyach hamshocha, in the person that it creates a ruach that needs to write to be filled, and a very good eres, a very good, it has a self-fulfilling and a self It's self-perpetuating in the sense that the more that a person is nishtoisik v'tayim, because he's in the zvan v'tayim, is in v'ayla sivayte dafa meh zvan v'tayim. V'alkein godlum oi koyach amshocha shal ruach atome v'hanoa g'doylu mikolo ha-veyus. And the hanoa from zvan v'tayim, even though l'chayri he's saying it makes no sense. The hanoa from zvan v'tayim like sonis, a person zogt a fetish tickle or shenhoro, a good tickle like sonis, is it about the genachas ruach atayinu that person? Where does that come from? So it comes from this Ruach HaMshocha that attaches itself to that which a person is Isaac in. And Kifi the Goydel HaMitzvah, so the Goydel, the Koyach HaMshocha of its corresponding Aveda will be that much greater, and Mimele of that time. That's the second thing. The third thing, you see the Sha'adim of Atom and Atayrism, the Shiraitz of Ahasik Atayrism, Beloy Omel V'yikiv. So a person wants to be Masik Taida as much as he feels he wants to be Masik and he professes it. Tremendous cheshek and a desire to do it. But when push comes to shove, Lemaisa he wants to do it and to be able to eat the chocolate cake while he wants to do it, but he wants to have the rest of the belt also at the same time. Ukshiraya Sha'ina Moitzi Batam Oizavos. And when he sees that Hadish can tam, because he's not being Samal and Vim Yagaya, and the tam is from the Amal and Vikiya, so Meli's eyes of us. Pena, Sibari Shaina, Sarkhla Paisa, the Tir the Sataibis that has been made to a person from Taira. So what's the Tikkun? The Zikr in Yom HaMisa, that a person, Pasha Tashkar, he has to remind himself constantly, and he has to be Ma'irid himself to the fact that it says that there are three things that a person has to remember. He has to be zecher zoyche de yom hamisa to get his priorities in order. There's a shadow from priorities. He can't forget for a moment that the taiv is that anish the etzem hatoyv. Rak mitnei koyach hamshocha shruach atume tzorich lizboine ki im yizdabik v'toyde v'yasek al yod ruach hakoydesh. He has to remember when he has this ruach hamshocha, this koyach that's being mamshichim in foreign v'taylim, it seems so gishmak, so he has to make a kal v'choyme by himself, and he has to say the ganze koyach from the hamshocha of the foreign v'taylim is only because it's neveya, because it corresponds to the ruach hakdusha, the koyach hamshocha of Taira. So the very Tainuk and the Hamshocha that he gets from the Zvon B'Taylim is itself rooted ultimately in the Ruach of Kedusha of Taira. And in Meila, so first half of Havim, was he need the Tainuk of the Zvon B'Taylim? I cannot have the Tainuk of something which is Nitzchik. Ki im yizdavik b'toyre v'yasek al yod ruach ha-koydish b'vada yi anno yoyse g'doyle miruach ha-tumah b'vnei shehi anno amitis. And the third thing, that a person wants to do it, but he wants to do it basically he's saying that putting the cart before the horse, to expect that you're going to have an avos ha-Torah and a mesikos ha-Torah, that expectation that you want it and you expect to be kind of without the amal v'yagia, and when you don't get it, you just leave it and you go on, is the pshat, that's only because you have the sayyidu, you have the right idea. You have the right idea, and the expectation, and your heart is in the right place. But the cart is before the horse. You can't have the mesikos and the avos ha-Torah before the amal v'yagia. The amal v'yagia creates in the person that desire, to the extent that a person pushes himself not to miss the Seder and to come in time to the Seder and to learn back smugglers, that ultimately what creates in the person the Mesikas and the Havas HaTayim. So again, you have three things that the Goyin is saying: Eitzes, Agunis, Praktisha, Eitzes, Felimad HaTayim, for becoming, for being a Masmid, remaining a Masmid, not being Mevatel Tayim. The Eitzes, priorities of the Goyin. The priority is that a person has to keep on reminding himself. Not everybody knows it, but you need to constantly be reminded and be maskeh the Yom HaMisa, the relative insignificance of the Taivus in this world, of the Gashmi is relative to the Yom Shekulei Torah. Number two, Zoktigoy, that a person has to focus on where and why he has this unbelievable Tainuk, and this Hashpah, this Hamshacha towards Dvarim B'Teilim. And when he recognizes that Mineu Bey, the Hamshacha of Dvarim B'Teilim, is there to prevent him from having the ever greater and even much greater Hamshacha to Kedusha, to Kedusha Satayra, so that's an Eitzah Taiva, that's an Eitzah Haguna, that will allow him and convince him to be Isaac and Taira rather than Dvarim B'Teilim. And the third thing, Zokti Goyin, is that not if you have the priorities and you're doing what the Goyin is saying, Lagabe to Koyach Hamshacha, but a person also ultimately has to put in Lefun Tzayda Agra, a person has to recognize. You can't think, Bekudei Hashem Yisham Sam Chaylaib, I'm not Besimcha, so Meila, Zokti Goyin, Shainer Moitze Bata, Moitze Vaisa, Chanish Besimcha, Chanish Ta'avis HaTayra, so again, it's not for me, not for you, because you're not being Zamel and being Yageya Kesayda the way you're supposed to. If a person does it the way they're supposed to, so then he's able to derive the ever great, much greater time of the Koyach Hamshacha of the Ruach HaKadosh. Just one final point. So Shmuel is, what's the Shayach? So if the guy in my boy rank ain't by my him, I will not hush him back to have a yesh boy. So al yedei lima that Torah and hasmada in Torah, the amil the yegi in Torah is barasi, the Torah tavlin, that a person will then have the siyata dishmaya to overcome the yetzahara and the mele, to get rid of, to be ma'asha himself, derech hayosha, to get rid of his taivis and his midas rois. Over here, I heard once a mele the gevart, the Rishonim discuss by the Mechiras Yosef, as well as they do by the Maisa of Shechem, what was the Taina on Shimon V'Levi? In this case, what was the Taina on the... You see, Shimon V'Levi was singled out by the Mechiras Yosef also. You see, Shimon V'Levi, Achim Klei Chomis Mechirisayim B'Soydam, Atovei Nafshi B'Kolam Apeichas Kroidi Ki B'Apam Hargu Ish. B'Apam Hargu Ish, it says, Shechem U'Bertsoydam Ikru Shor. Rashi the Rishonim say Ikru Shor is B'char Shor Eihard Allah is Yosef. So they were singled out more so than all the other Shvatim. Shimon V'Levi Achim, that have a propensity that they went after B'Apam Hargu Ish and B'Ritzoynim Ikru Shor. So what was the Taina on them? It's not so clear ultimately in the Torah. I mean, we know obviously that it was wrong what they did. But Midach Isa, the Rishonim go to great lengths to explain that they had a very good rationale, and maybe even a lot of justification for what they did. They held me was right and this, and they got together. And they says over here that they all got together, and the Rabban Shalom was the tenth. And by the Ma'isadina, so there was certainly they said Hachzayna Yasa Zachizenu. They had the last word over there. Hachzayna Yasa. After the whole Taina. Yaakov said, "Achatem ha'isilav yisheni bi'ashel etzbach nani v'aptizi v'ani misay mispa v'nesu alav yikuni v'nishmati ani uveisi." And they said, "Achzayin yasa zachisayin." Fine, all too good. But the bottom line is, we can't let this go. So what's it going to tell us? I heard once a beautiful word that somebody said, "It's all good. All the tainus and it's very good." But the bottom line is, Yaakov was there. So why it is? I wasn't mentioning that. Maybe I heard from Rav Shach. I mean, I'm here from Shach. Why did that? So why don't you seek counsel? Why don't you show legs by Yankee, by the Gadol Ador? Tell us about you living in the house. How is the Gadol Ador? That's the ganze cheshbon, all the excuses and all the kind of tainus in the world, and he's a right if he did this and did that. But imagine you don't want to tell Yaakov about it. So a person, in that thought process, when a person, you know, hechtish and untrachten, the tzaddik is a chabazat teretz on this basis on justification and rationale. But the bottom line is, I'm not ready to ask my Rebbe whether I should do it or not. I know what he's going to say. We know the party line. That's the time. And I was thinking once, a beautiful Shant Pasuk I was in. It says Shimon Levi Achim Chai Chomes Mechayle Sein. So Rashi learns, what does that mean? Besoid Maltavi Nafshi means in the future. That when it says by Koidach, Ben Yitzhak, Ben Koidach, Ben Kos, Ben Levi, it doesn't say Yaakov. Yaakov was being mispalil ki'ilu, that don't mention me, like, it's hadash with me, it's this whole thing that went on. Don't mention me in regards, in relation to Shimon V'Levi. And by Zimri, the Maisa with Zimri, which is also the Shevet of Shimon over there, so it's also, it's a Spinchas, it says on Zimri, that he was, it doesn't trace him back, it's that. So that's Bekolam Al-Teichat Kivoid. But the Targum Yonis Menuziel, the Ramban over there, learned a different shot. It's going on the past. Beside them, Al-Tavay Navshi, that Yankiv is Fahemfren Zich over here. Yankiv is saying, this is the Zazan Achil Hashem. They're saying, beside them, Al-Tavay Navshi, they can seek my Yitzhak for this. Beside them, Al-Tavay Navshi, my side, meaning my counsel. They didn't ask me before they did. Besoid Al-Tavay Navshi in the Maisa from Shechem, and the Kaholam Al-Teichat Kiloidi, the Kaholam, when they ganged up, oh, bless the Shrokim, and they went, and they sold Yosef, the Kaholam Al-Teichat Kiloidi, this was not something that my nefesh had any shaykhus to. So those are the pshat, those are the tainah. So Mela, that's what I was thinking here. The pshat is because it was missing the Das Torah. When they threw him into the bar, there's no Mayim, is Mela, then you can sell your brother, and you can kill your brother. When there's no Mayim, mit all the times, and with all justification, and there's a Raidif, and he's a this, and he's a that, and as great as the Shvil, the Shiftei Kar war, Abba Yaakov was noch gassim. And in Mela, the bar, for all intents and purposes, the bar was aimed by mine. Because until Yaakov registered, you saw Yaakov's Eitzah, and Yaakov would say what to do. It's a Shadosh Heist, aimed by mine. Aimed by mine is Baruch.